The Bible reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. And some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Now we'll move down to verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. And the one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
The parable of the soils, probably one of the very well-known parables that Jesus told, one that we here at Area Park can really associate with because we are farmers, we have seeds, we have soils. We understand putting seeds in the ground and what makes them grow and how they can produce. We know we have to provide the right environment for seeds to grow and produce. We all love growing things, don't we? There's something special about putting a seed or a plant in the ground and watching it grow. The story told about a man who walked into a nursery and wanted to buy 3 potted red geraniums. And the woman said, oh, look, I'm sorry, I've just sold out. She said, how would African violets do? No good, he said, no good. She said, how about petunias? They're very nice. I've got some of them. No, he said, it's got to be geraniums because that is what my wife told me to water before she went away. When Jesus told this story, this parable, he went on then to explain to his disciples the meanings of each type of soil. And he told them that some seeds, some of his words, fall on hard ground and people just don't accept it. They refuse to take it on board, whereas others accept it and make it part of their lives. Sometimes when, and probably most times when we hear this parable, we tend to categorise people to a certain extent into a pathway person or a stony person or a thorny person or whatever. But this morning, I want to suggest to you that each of us, all of us, have these 4 types of soil in our own hearts. Now, us farmers, we know that a certain paddock can have different types of soil in it. We know in most cases when you drive into a paddock through the front, through the gate, there's a hard patch just inside the gate, packed down very hard from traffic, machinery and stock. And we know that when you go to sow that piece, the machine probably won't go into that bit of ground. The seed sits on top, the birds come and pick it up, and it blows away and it just disappears. In a lot of our paddocks, there's a little bit of a stony little patch with a lot of stone and not too much soil mixed through it. We sow through it every time. The crop comes up, but because the roots lose contact with good soil, the plant does not survive. And then quite often in that same paddock, there's a patch of weeds that seem to be uncontrollable every year. We sow through that same patch, but every year the weeds take over. And then, of course, the majority of the paddock is good, rich soil, capable of growing a bountiful crop. So I believe that our hearts are much like the farmer's paddock. So let's have a look at our hearts. In verse 4 in this parable, it says, some seed fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. And Jesus said, those who hear the message about the kingdom but do not understand it are like the seeds that fell on the path. The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in them. I believe to a certain extent that this type of soil can be found in every heart. Forgiveness often gets this kind of reception. Some people may hurt us in such a way that we find it very hard to forgive them. Even with all our Christian beliefs and faith, even though in church we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, we sometimes still find it very hard to totally forgive someone. So in this kind of ground, the word of God cannot take root, and the evil one steps in and takes over. Similar to that is the failure to accept forgiveness. Someone may apologize to us for something they have said or done, but so often the ground is hard and that apology is not accepted. The seeds of forgiveness so often fall on hard ground. They are not given a chance to take root and grow. And therefore, they quickly disappear. And I believe this is one of the major problems in our world today, in our society today, the inability of people to forgive. The second type of soil is that of the rocky ground, as recorded in verse 5. Some seed fell on the rocky ground where there was little soil. The seed soon sprouted, but because the soil wasn't deep, when the sun came out, it burnt up and died because the roots had not grown deep enough. There was not enough good soil for them to grow in. And Jesus' interpretation was, the seeds that fell on rocky ground stands for those who receive the message gladly as soon as they hear it, but it does not sink in into them and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. One of Satan's greatest plans is to stop people taking on board the gospel message and growing in the Christian strength. How often do we hear or see of someone in need? We hear about it. We think about it. We might even make a small start to doing something about it. But after a while, we lose interest. We don't continue. And the plant dies. The thought dies. How often do we hear something from the Bible? How often do we hear something from the pulpit? How often do we hear something from a wise person? We take it on board. We work with it for a while, thinking that we will continue with that great idea, that great thought, those great words. But then we lose interest. The seed dies. That seed loses contact with the good soil. There's a true story told of an explorer, Admiral Richard Byrd, who was in the Antarctic way back in 1925. He went out one evening, obviously it was dark, and it wasn't long before he got away from his little camp that he realised he was lost. He couldn't see the chimney, he couldn't see his little house anymore. He was very, very determined not to panic, so he took a pole out of his backpack and put the pole in the ground, a little post. He attached a rope to it, lengthened the rope out, and then did a circle around with that pole as the centre. He found nothing. When he had completed the circle, he added more to the rope. He lengthened the rope by about double. He went around again in a bigger circle. Still no result. Again, he lengthened the rope. Did a big circle. And this time he ended up right in front of his little house. To that Admiral Bird, that centre peg was his lifesaver. He knew he had to stay connected or else he would perish. And likewise, we too need to make Jesus the centre of our lives. If we stay connected, he will guide us home. Otherwise, we will drift away and perish. We need to stay connected to that good soil. The next type of soil I mention is the weedy ground, as found in verse 7. Some seed fell among the thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. Then Jesus said to the people, "These seeds that fell among the thorn bushes stand for those who hear the message, but the worries about this life and the love for riches choke the message, and they don't bear fruit." We all know how important it is to keep weeds out of our garden. And really, the garden is no different to our hearts. If we don't keep our garden weeded, the words of God will be smothered within our lives. I believe that of the three types of soil we've mentioned so far, this is by far the most dangerous. And it's the one we should fear the most. because this weedy section can cause so many problems. And we all know that weeds grow faster, higher, wider, produce more seeds than the ones we really plant ourselves. They take up a bigger part of our garden, if you let them go. They take up a bigger part of our paddock, and they take up a much bigger part of our hearts if we let them grow. Us farmers know what a problem black oats, ryegrass, paddo, fumitory, Bathurst burrs, cat edge, and khaki weed can be. Let these go unchecked, and they will take over and drastically reduce the harvest potential. What about our hearts? What weeds do we need to keep an eye out for? In your heart, are there weeds of anger, hatred, bitterness? In your hearts, are there weeds of resentment, discontentment? Are there weeds of something from the past that continues to haunt you? Are there weeds of selfish ambition? Weeds of power and money, position, and the list goes on and on. We must control these weeds. And this is why around the world and in Australia, church doors are closing. Hundreds and thousands of churches around the world are closing their doors. In Australia, many, many people have stopped coming to church. All because weeds have taken over the hearts of so many people. Us farmers feel very disappointed when we go to inspect our crop and we see our crops being choked out by the black oats and the ryegrass and the paddo and the fumitory, etc. We feel disappointed. How disappointed must God be when he looks down at his people and sees their hearts being choked out? When he looks down and sees his people being led astray by earthly and selfish ideas. Please continue to check your heart for weeds. Finally, there's the good soil, as recorded in verse 8. But some seeds fell in good soil, and the plants produced corn. Some produced 100 grains, others 60, and others 30. And the interpretation, these seeds sown in the good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, some 60, and some 30. Paul wrote a lot about the fruits of the Spirit, which is what is meant here. And this is what it says in Galatians 5. The Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as these. And these fruits can become a part of your life. if you have good, honest hearts, honest to God, and are prepared to give him good soil in which to grow the seeds. What distinguishes good soil from the rest? It is fruitfulness. And I want to ask you all here this morning, and myself included, and those at home, a very serious question. Is your heart producing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control? Are you happy with what is in your heart? Are you reaching your full potential? Is your heart contaminated in any way? Is your heart been overgrown with weeds? As a farmer, we'll conduct a soil test on a certain paddock. We need to examine our hearts to see if we are capable of growing the best crop possible. The seed referred to in this parable is, of course, the Word of God. And this seed has miraculous power. It has the power of the Spirit of God. And this Word has never changed, it never will. And if you give it the right soil, it'll send down its roots and bear fruit. And this will mean a notable change, a big change in your life. It will change your relationship to yourself. It'll change your relationship to fellow man. And it will change your relationship to God. It's our responsibility to maintain the condition of our soil, the condition of our hearts. To you farmers out there, with seeding just about complete, I hope and pray that your canola seeds, your wheat seeds, and your barley seeds will shoot and grow in good soil and produce a wonderful crop. But folks, let me remind you that we are all farmers. We are all involved in spiritual agriculture. What kind of harvest are you producing? Are you anticipating a bumper harvest of peace and happiness? Or are you facing spiritual bankruptcy? It all depends on the depth of your forgiveness and the reality of your faith. Think seriously about it, please. Jesus died on the cross at Calvary to make all these gifts possible to every one of us. You simply have to accept them. May God bless you all in your spiritual agriculture. Amen.